Okay, so to continue in our Elul and wedding sugyas, today we're going to focus on Levi HaChasim HaKala B'Nerus, the minog that some people have to be able to walk down the Chasim HaKala with candles. The Matan Moshe writes, Noagim Hashoshbonim Hamolichim Es HaChasim Hashoshvinin Hamolichim Es HaChasim HaKala L'Chupa Machzikim Neros B'Yadeyim. Matan Moshe writes that the people who walk down the Chasim HaKala, usually the two fathers and the two mothers, or nowadays in the more modern Orthodox circles, it's the father and the mother of the Chasim, and the father and the mother of the Kala, they walk down with candles in their hands. So what's three reasons why we walk down with candles by a chuppah? The first reason, the Sefer Parshas Nisuin writes from the Tashbits in Siman Tuf Tzadi Hei. And Tashbits writes that everything by a chuppah, we're trying to mimic Matan Torah, right? Just like we put flowers by a chuppah, and we try to do different things by a chuppah to be able to mimic Matan Torah, right? Matan Torah was the chuppah between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the marriage. It was the coming together of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chasan, and Klai Yisrael, the Kala. So we try to emulate different minhagim by Matan Torah into our chuppah as well. So much so, is that by Matan Torah we know that in Shemos, Perek Yates, Pasuk Tev Zayin Chaf, and in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Vayhi Kolos of Rakim, there was great thunders, there was great noise. And the whole nation saw the sounds, and they saw the thunder. So the fact is that there's some sort of element of seeing something strike, of seeing something, seeing thunder and seeing a lightness. So too, we also bring this seeing the light in by a chuppah. Very beautiful answer. Second, the last two answers come from the Sefer Matan Moshe. Matan Moshe writes, we know that an ish has Ramach Evarim. They have 245 Evarim, 248 limbs. Uli Isha, Resh Nun Beis Evarim. And we know that a woman has 252 limbs. He says, if you take the gematria of Ish V'Isha, if you take the gematria of Ish and Isha, you get the number of 500. You get the number of 252, plus 252 of the woman, and 248 limbs of the man, then it equals Taf Kuf, which is 500. What else is 500? Ner. Ner, one ner is 250, but if you do ner plus ner, it's 500. Lekach nosim shtei neros of name. That's why we put two candles there, to show the coming together of the Ish. The Ish is the 248 Evarim, and the Isha has 252 Evarim, and the coming together comes 500. Ner is 250, plus another ner is 500. Maybe you could say one light coming from one chasan, and another light coming from the Kala. Coming together makes 500. Beautiful answer. Finally, the second answer of the Matan Moshe, the third answer overall, comes from the Sefer Matan Moshe again. The Matan Moshe explains, if you take the gematria of Ner, it's 250, it's also the gematria of, right, if you take Ner plus Ner, 250 plus 250, it's all the gematria of Peru or Vu. L'simin shiyu parim v'rabim. And you should show, it's a sin that they should be zochet to have children. Because we know that in Judaism, we don't just get married to get married. The first mitzvah when a husband marries a wife, the mitzvah is that there's bizoch to be able to have children, right? That's when we know that the chasen is only the only men are obligated to have children, but the woman helps facilitate obviously that inyan. So therefore, ner 250 plus another ner is 500, which is also gematria peru or vu, to show you that there should be zoch to be able to kaim this mitzvah. So three answers. The first answer is because we saw the kolos of brachim by Matan Torah. We try to mimic the different minhagim and Matan Torah by our chuppos. Second, that's from the Tashbits. The first answer from the Matan Moshe is that Ish has 248 limbs. What the Ish has 252. 248 plus 252 is 500, which is also gematria ner. Ner plus ner is 500. And finally, the third answer. And final answer, the Matan Moshe explains, Ner is 250, plus another Ner is 250, which is gematria peru or avu of 500. That is a siman, and it's a tefillah, they should zochet to have children. So Be'ez Hashem, whether it's your minhag or not, it's important to understand these, the minhagim of Klai Yisrael, not just Stam, they go back into very big sources, and we should zochet to only celebrate in tremendous simchas together. Shkoich.